And right now on the line with us, we have a DACA immigration analyst, Maria Espinoza. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, what part of the country are you in?
I'm currently in Washington, D.C. We relocated from Houston, Texas last year.
Good. Well, I was hoping I wasn't getting you up in the middle of the night. We, you are the national director of the Remembrance Project. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Remembrance Project was created in 2009 to honor and remember Americans who've been killed by someone who should not have been in the country in the first place, killed by illegal aliens. My husband, Tim Ling, and I started this organization because of the sanctuary city policies, which we were shocked to learn when we were in Houston. And, you know, really, we thought that we would be in this for, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years. The elected officials did not understand what sanctuary cities were. Mm-hmm. You know, we were lied to. We were just ignored. And therefore, we just decided to keep at it. My husband, though, is a civil engineer, so by trade. So I was full-time. We decided that I would stop what I was doing, my work, my business, and do this full-time because we realized that the media was not covering this. We created what we call the Stolen Lives Quilt, and that is a 6-foot-long banner, 3 feet tall, digitally printed on fabric, and it memorializes 3 victims on each panel. So we have panels made for all these different states.
Mm, very interesting.
And you know, Jack, that's now that the people know that there's this such thing as a fake news and that they're not reporting the truth. They're not reporting not giving the public the information that we need to make educated votes here. So anyway, if you saw the Angel Moms and Dads on stage at rallies during Donald Trump's campaign, that's my organization.
Okay. All right. Well, this morning, obviously, we want to talk about DACA. And the sort of open invitation to the media yesterday, which was highly unusual, meeting with the president and his comments that were made concerning DACA, and then after that meeting, a federal judge sort of propped it up. Now, tell us about your idea about this.
Yes, very disturbing. As you know, DACA was implemented by the previous administration unconstitutionally. Should never have happened. Our elected officials should have been there to stop Obama when he was doing this. And basically now the DACA recipients are up to 36 years old. You know, so it's deferred action for childhood arrival. But, you know, the left really likes to lead us to believe that these are children who need our protection, you know, who are illegally brought here. Supposedly at a younger age. But anyway, so now we've been fighting this, Jack. And as you know, in 1986, Reagan was promised the wall. It is not built. Congress has not funded it. And here we are again. And that was promised to President Reagan and the American people at that time, no more amnesty. But here we are in the same situation almost 40 years later. So now there was a letter that was sent to Paul Ryan by 34 GOP Republicans. We know that all the Democrats are for giving amnesty to illegal aliens. They're wanting them to cut in line, shun our laws, our Constitution, and just demand that they be given citizenship. And that certainly is not right. And we do this again, Jack, we're in big trouble. We already don't know who's in our country. We have the chain migration, the refugees, and look at the New York City terrorists. And last two arrived through our immigration system that does not vet these individuals. One was brought by chain migration, and 23 of his relatives were brought here. Mm. Now, getting back to DACA, so Paul Ryan was sent this letter, and again, 34 GOP Republicans or GOP politicians signed it. When they have a platform, Jack, and it blows me away, where any one of us who works for a company and we go against that company's policies, we are immediately fired. But here, these politicians are supposed to protect the interest of Americans, and they oppose any form of amnesty. But here we are with DACA, No one did anything during Obama's administration. Now they're trying to negotiate with illegal aliens. And I do commend President Trump for trying to bring people together. You saw in that room, however, Flake, Senator Flake, who is not running again, but championing and going to bat for illegal aliens. Schumer, of course, and the rest of them. Feinstein, of course, she's going to, you know, want to do something for these illegal aliens. And look at Pelosi when she was shouted down a few months ago. You know, how did that go well? Go for her? Not very well.
And with,
you know,
the actions,
they're demanding it. It's not just the 800,000, Jack, and that's what people need to understand. That number one, they came here illegally. We should keep the family together, and they should return to their country of origin and reapply. And that is what President Trump has asked them to do, leave the country, reapply, and get in line.
Right.
And they simply don't want to do that.
But the reality is, with the intervention of this federal judge yesterday, it's going to tie things up in court for some time.
It will. It will. And it'll go up to the Supreme Court once again. And to think of how many millions or billions of dollars now that this is going to cost the American taxpayer because of this unconstitutional act by Obama.
All right. I appreciate you being with us so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.